Welcome, wanderers, to Visby in the year of our Lord, 1361, and a great adventure. Once again, and we're live here in Gotland, in Visby. Welcome, everyone. I am the Game Master, Andreas Lundström, and with me I have the immensely talented Ingela Lund, Anneli Heed, and Mattias Redbo. If you have no idea what a role-playing game is, you'll soon find out. We're going to play a game called Dungeon World, but it's heavily modified to fit our medieval setting and not some kind of magical fantasy dungeon quest. So we're going to play a game called Dungeon World, and I've already said that.
Yeah.
This adventure is set in Visby, in Gotland, in the year of 1361. During this time, Gotland is more or less independent, and the farmers of the countryside have as much of democracy as Sweden will have for many hundreds of years to come. And Visby is a town more or less owned by the German Hansa, a league of merchants. They own a string of towns and cities along the Baltic Sea. So, I would like you to introduce your characters, please. Will you start, Ingela?
Yeah, of course. So I'm going to be playing Schwester Hildegard aus Lüneburg. She is a nun around 60-ish, and as you can see, she's...
Very well preserved.
Very well preserved. She puts goat's fat on her face every day. No, I'm joking. She's very, very tall. She's like 185 and quite strong. Grey-black hair. And she is traveled to Gotland after a vision that she had about something that was going to happen there.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to play Beatrice d'Avignon. She's a French lady from d'Avignon. And she is married to Jacques, who is a little bit too fond of the drinking. So she's quite bored. A little bit of a desperate housewife she is. She and her husband are merchants. Well, let's be honest, it's mostly her doing the business because he's, as I said, a little bit on the drunk side all the time. So, and she is in her 30s. Well, you will find out what kind of gal she is.
Right. I'll be playing the bard, Järv Långe, which in English translates to Wolverine the Tall, which is really misleading because he's kind of short. And and he's been really successful in his former bardish life. He had played for kings and queens and such, but the last few years... He has declined. He's trying hard to keep up with the times, but it's getting harder and harder. And at this time, he's went to Gotland to try his luck somewhere else.
Yeah. And you'll be playing the Bard playbook from Dungeon World, the rules, and you'll be playing a noble lady, but using the Thief playbook. Dun, dun, dun. And our nun, of course, is a cleric. The three of you are sitting at the Grey Goose Tavern.
Yes.
Sharing a table because you've known each other for a few days. Mm. You traveled together up to Visby from some smaller towns down in the south where you all had different business. But on the way back, you saw the beacons lit on the island outside Gotland. The beacons telling of an upcoming invasion. And you indeed found out also that the Swedish king, who tries to keep some hold over Gotland, but he doesn't have any people here, he collects a yearly tax, but it's rather low because he doesn't offer any protection. And the Swedish king, Magnus Eriksson, has sent word to Gotland, warning the people of Visby that the Danes might be up to something, they might be up to no good. So when you saw the beacons lit, you instantly realized that the Danes are coming, and you tried to rouse the countryside somewhat to help the farmers to assemble. And they have indeed organized a kind of militia, a farmer's militia. They've organized, and then you continued on to Visby. Now you're sitting here at the Grey Goose Tavern, sharing a drink.
Sharing a drink?
A drink?
Oh, I don't drink.
No, I mean you... you
sharing? I don't know about that. No.
Sharing is caring.
I never stoop to that.
Ew.
Well, Hildegard is drinking a chalice of water, holy water maybe even.
Oof, yeah. You're drinking holy water?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesomeness.
Oh. Yeah.
The stuff ain't cheap.
Well, you can drink your alcoholic beverages. That's quite fine with me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep to my beer. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, Beatrice is drinking wine, of course, with a little bit of water, because that's what they used to do back in the day. Mm. They mix it up with water, so that's what she does.
Poison.
Is it her own wine?
That they imported. Yes.
Family wine that you're selling here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're sitting here on the table discussing the last day's events. So how does the talk go?
So what about that roasted pig we ate yesterday? That was good dinner, yes?
Yes, it was delicious.
Yeah, I only had a little bit. I only eat maybe a dice of something every day. I can't take any more in this heat, you know? It's too hot.
I really enjoyed it. It was a good pig.
Yeah, it was. You know, from now on, there's kind of a chance that we'll only be eating turnips. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if the Danish actually invade, you know, they'll eat us out of the...
our houses.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, we will live on fruit. And turnips.
I don't mind fruit, but I mean, too many turnips in my tummy goes really bad.
You don't
have a
problem
with
your belly?
Okay?
Oh, no. I want to be around you then.
So what do we do?
Well, you know, I've tried to rally as many peasants as I can. I went last week and I knocked from door to door. I went from door to door and knocked and tried to rally as many people as I can. I have a few with me, but it's not enough. It's not enough to go against the evil Dane.
Satan's...
Belzebub.
Yeah, just checking, okay, yeah. So, I mean, there's always the option of us, you know, sneaking away.
I like that option.
Yeah?
It is a very good option.
Huh?
Let's sneak away.
What do you mean, sneak away?
We hide.
Hide from?
From the Dane.
Nein. No, we can't do that. We have a quest. God was the one that showed us the beacon outside of the coast of Gotland. You remember when we were on the horse going up to Visby? This is our quest. He has chosen us to save Gotland from the Danes.
Maybe we can split the party?
Yeah, because the GM loves when we do that. The GM loves when we do that.
Yeah, it is actually a very hot summer. It's unusually hot, and it's the 25th of July at the moment. Yesterday was the day you saw the beacons, and it's incredibly hot. It's not been this hot a summer for many years, and I might also say that this is only 10 years after the Great Plague went through Europe. So these are three plague survivors.
Hey, we got the badges and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vaccines weren't around back then.
No, they were not.
No. So, yeah. So you're sitting here, you're sharing some concerns as well as a meal and drinks. Even though you don't share the drinks, you still share each other's company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's kind of the word around town? When are the Danes expected to arrive? Have we heard
you
anything?
You don't know. You're free to roam the streets of Visby asking around. Isn't that kind of your thing?
Okay, I roam the streets of Visby and I ask around. Can I roll for that? Or
A roaming roll.
Roaming roll.
All right, so we will have our first roll. This is how role-playing games go. You tell me what to do, or in this case, obviously, I told him what to do. And then he makes a roll to see how well it goes.
Yeah, so what do I roll for? Is it...
I would say roll for parley, maybe. Parley. Unless you have a special bardy move that...
Bardy move? That,
they have some moves that they can do to try and affect the story.
No.
We'll go with parley.
Parley.
But then charisma is your thing, so...
Yes.
You know.
Well, thank God somebody's got it.
That's really bad. That's 5?
That's a 5. Yeah. That is a total failure.
Yeah.
In this game, you either have a total failure or a total success, or if you're just in the middle, you have a mixed success. You succeed with what you want, but there is some kind of setback. But this is a total failure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm?
So do I decide what happens, or do you?
I think it's him.
I'm going to say... people take offense that you go around ask. Who do you ask, first of all?
The nicest looking person?
The nicest looking person turns her face into a grin as you start asking around about what Visby's plans are concerning the Danes. And she... I would never tell you. You're a stranger. Get away. Get away.
Yeah, sure. I'm backing away.
Mm. Can Hildegard maybe help here and approach the person in a different capacity?
It won't really matter because he rolled so shitty. If you're just on the cusp of succeeding, then someone can aid and bring you above the threshold of success. But in this case, he's too far down.
Right. Not even God will help him.
He is.
No. No, so you ask around a couple of people, 3 or 4 people, and they all look at you like, that's none of your business.
They're really unfriendly here. Mm? I say we leave.
It's a good
9. I have an idea. How about we go to the town square?
Yes?
We do it at the town square.
And we lure people to the square with one of your songs.
Would and you then what?
And then... I will speak to the people and tell them that we need to rally against the Danes. How about that? Maybe you can run around, Beatrice, and get people to come and listen to the famous bard.
So I should lie and say that he's famous? Oh, sure.
Well, you know, it's a matter of speech.
I am famous.
Oh, come see, come see.
Wouldn't be a lie.
Well, I can run around. Well, I don't run, so I walk. And I say, ooh, would you like to listen to this bard?
Well, a tiny bit.
I just have to ask, though, this rallying thing, does that mean, have we decided that we want to, like, stay here? Fight? Or what do you...
Well, what other option is there? We have been chosen by God to help Gotland. What is your quest? Yeah, what do you feel in your soul when you wake up
in
the morning?
I want to stay alive.
Right. Yeah.
Good thing.
Yes, generally it is.
And I like to make more money.
Oh, then we have something in common, yes.
You can never get too much.
You have heard that no ships have been allowed to leave the harbor since word of the invasion has come. It's too risky.
Oh.
So there's no way you're getting off the island.
That's that.
Mm. We are stuck.
We're stuck.
So, I think we have kind of a three-way here. What I meant to say was, I think we have a three-step thingy here. A three-step...
Rocket?
Rocket. A three-step rocket here. Where first we have the noble lady trying to get people to come to the square. Mm-hmm. And then we have the performance. And then we have the speech.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I would like Annelie to roll for Beatrice. How many people does she actually get to the square?
Your dice are so big.
So you may roll plus charisma. That's another five. One to six is a total failure. Seven to nine is a mixed success. 10 or above is a total success. So, unfortunately, people find it rather odd that the noble lady walks around the street trying to get people to come to the town square and listen to some obscure bard. The only persons who've heard of this bard have heard a rumor that he might have poisoned the previous king.
Now you tell me. What?
You didn't know that.
No.
Right.
You shouldn't listen to rumors. Oh,
that's just
that's
rumors.
All I'm saying.
But there is a way to salvage the situation. If the bard rolls a high enough performance roll, then people might come there anyway because of the music.
Okay, so...
Pressure.
Snake eyes?
That's two ones. That's two.
Maybe that's really.
Two?
Maybe you should change your die.
Bard dies.
Something.
People are fetching rotten tomatoes. Yeah. They are screaming. What are you doing here, you Swede? You get out of here!
No! Not on the loot, please.
What did you do?
I tried to protect my loot.
Oh no! Someone just comes up and just pulls a string.
Those are so expensive. Please.
Beatrice is like, stop doing that, peasants. Don't you see he's trying to perform?
And Hildegard is desperately trying to get up on whatever stage there is and scream to people, please, this is the act of God. You need to listen to us. Yeah, you over there, come here, you. I'll bless you with all my might. Patris in nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti. Amen. I bless you. Come to the arms of God.
It's working.
Okay.
Is it working?
Let's see if it's working.
Can we help?
Yes, if she's just... Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh. That's a five again.
Why is it always? She needs
oh God! Why are you failing me?
Oh. You don't feel the presence of God here. These are ungodly creatures. These merchants and craftsmen of Visby—they are obviously not as zealous in their faith as the peasants outside of Visby are.
Can't you like throw money at them or something?
Throw money at the people?
Yes.
Are you crazy to my money?
Well, it won't be worth shit if we're getting attacked.
But like, I throw a little bit. And she throws like a little coin at them. There.
Don't you have a move for that?
I don't know.
I think you have a move that is kind of like throw money around move.
No,
really?
Don't you?
No, I have a strut my riches.
Wealth and taste.
Do they work together?
When you make a show of flashing around your most valuable possession, choose someone present. They will do anything they can to obtain your item or one like it.
Sounds good. Can I roll for that?
Yes.
Yay!
But this is the last roll of the scene, then we're moving on. You only get four chances in this game.
Look what I got. You want this, yes.
So, but this is only for one person, one individual. Whom do you choose? Who? You look out over the crowd and they're all just laughing at you. They're throwing things at all three of you. You choose one from the crowd out there. Who do you choose? Who do you see? Oh, I don't mean the crowd here. I mean the crowd.
Oh, why
back,
not?
Back in the day, you know, back in 1361, Visby, the square.
But I want to choose her. Okay. Like somebody who is influential, I guess. Like the mayor.
The mayor happens to pass the square just at this moment.
So you're the mayor now. You're the mayor now.
So the mayor passes at this moment, wondering what's all this commotion? What's all this commotion about? And what's the item? It's some jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay.
She grabbed the first thing she could find in her pouch.
Okay.
This was it.
It's one of her most valuable heirlooms.
I got it from my great mama.
Okay.
While she was dying.
So you're playing with it in your hands, looking at the mare. Are you moving closer because he's a bit away?
Super close. Is that like...
It's a little bit crazy and weird, and yeah, that's a little bit weird and creepy.
Okay, let's see if the mayor perceives this as creepy, or if the mayor indeed gets super into the item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Up! I look. No, okay. Do you want to do it again?
What is it?
I think you should do it again.
If it's on the floor, if it's on the floor, it's a reroll. That's a classic rule of role-playing games. Okay.
That's cocked.
That's cocked.
It was the same. That was on the floor.
Yes,
she rolled a two, three times. No, my the mayor looks at you and just like, that's... Oh. Those are just glass beads.
How dare you!
Yeah. And the mayor just keeps on walking. And you realize rousing the people of Visby, the merchants and the craftsmen of Visby, that is not going to be the way forward for you.
No, that's a dead end.
Can we not just run after the mayor and...
I mean, I've given you four rolls now. I've given you four shots to try and do something here.
You're so nice.
There are some other things you might do here. There might be, you know... You notice, though, that the peasants, they seem... Some of them seem rather ill-equipped. Uh-huh. Perhaps there's a way to... get some more armor, some better armor, some better weapons to them in some way. Even if you can't rouse the actual inhabitants of Visby, perhaps you can get hold of some equipment to aid the peasant militia.
Yeah, are they outside the walls, the peasants?
The peasants, from what you've heard, they've gathered around Roma. It's a monastery. Mm-hmm. Also about 5 kilometers south, maybe 4 kilometers south, yeah. So where you were last night was a place called Västerby. Västerby. Master's Village. And so we have Västerby here, we have Visby here, Roma is here.
The middle.
So slightly to the north, slightly to the east. Okay? So from what you've heard, the peasants they've gathered around Roma. Mm. And they have sent a force to see what the Danes are all about. So they're not inside the walls, and they're not just outside. They're some kilometers away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. So what are we going to do now? That was, excuse my language, that was a shit show.
Yes.
Oh, sister?
Well, you know, sometimes I am possessed by Beelzebub.
If only there were...
Aren't we all?
Only there were some people we could rouse to our defense. I can't think of a single one.
Mm.
Oh, only there were. Wait, the peasants.
The peasants?
Aren't they in that monastery?
We passed. Oh, yeah, the Roma monastery.
Yes. What if we could maybe somehow get some equipment to them, some weapons.
Now that
armor,
is
maybe
a smashing idea if ever
isn't
I
it
heard one.
Just came to me from absolutely nowhere.
It was divine.
I feel so inspired.
It was divine intervention.
Yes.
Did you just became a little bit more attractive?
What I? Oh, thank you. So how do we do that?
Well, let's get up on our horse and go. Do you need a lift, Beatrice?
Where do you intend to go, sister?
To the monastery in Roma.
Yes. But, all right. Shouldn't we get some weapons to them?
Absolutely.
Let's find a smithy.
Are you intending to fight with the word of God? I'm just want to know.
Well, do you know the way to a good smithy in this town?
I do.
Beatrice.
Let's go to the smithy. I will show you the way. And she shows him the way.
Okay, so you want to go to a smithy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And procure some equipment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yes, there is a smithy 2 blocks away.
Oh, how convenient.
You hear the sound of hammer and anvil clinking from far away. And the, the pumping of the pump, which makes the fire very hot.
Pumping of the pump.
I'm the word wizard here.
You can.
That's my band's name.
You can tell that you've been in a smithy before.
Yeah. Mm. And much like this room, the smithy is very hot.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So who talks to the?
I can go.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Sure.
So she walks in. Pax vobiscum. Excuse me.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry. Can I just ask you to stop your laboring for one moment? We need to ask you a question. I'm Sister Hildegard from Lüneburg, and we are here on a quest from God.
You want a bigger cross?
Nein. Danke. I think this is a very good cross. I might need a bigger one after this quest is done. So let me introduce to you, Jerv.
Foresight.
Yes, that's me.
And Beatrice. And we...
Uh-huh. Oui. Hello.
She's French. And we are here because we need to rally as many peasants as we can against the evil Danes.
I'm not a peasant.
I know you're not, but you have a skill. And we are in need of that skill. We need as many weapons as we can carry to the monastery outside of Visby.
You want to buy weapons?
We can pay you handsomely. We have money. I have money.
Well, what you want?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything. No.
Well, as much as we can carry.
As much as they can carry.
On a cart with a horse.
I don't carry shit like that.
Do you want to buy I have a cart.
I buy the cart.
You can buy the cart? Do you need a donkey?
Yes.
Two
donkeys and a horse.
Two donkeys and a horse.
Maybe
and a cart?
Yes.
And a weapons and armor.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't just buy the whole shop food. Just willy-nilly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, why not?
Let me just say, God blesses you. God blesses your work. God blesses your smithy. And with the power of God, you shall have prosperity in the future. Now, will you get to the better price? Yeah.
Okay, so
he deserves something really good.
So you're trying to make God intervene in some way to give him a sign. Okay, you may roll for your move, divine intervention.
Mm. 10 for this. You must be mad. Let's see. So, what is I add to this?
That would be wisdom.
Wisdom. Oh yes.
Please don't roll a 4 again.
7 plus 1, 8.
Oh, we have our first success. Or a mixed success. All right, so he agrees with you that the price could be lowered somewhat. Maybe it's not as much as you would have liked. So actually, the noble lady will have to part with everything of value that she has.
All our eggs in one basket?
Happy.
All the money?
Everything. Yeah. Everything. Mm-hmm.
And she does that.
Okay.
She's not happy.
And she was into this venture to make money.
Yeah. That learned.
So. All right. So, yeah. All the money gone. And also, I think the two of you, the bard and the noblewoman, Beatrice and Jerv, you notice as Sister Hildegard is talking that her eyes, you know, they start to narrow somewhat as she's talking to the smith.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they are about to close the deal. And then all of a sudden she goes in real close to him. And with almost a growl, she says to him,
"Give me a better price."
And that's when he agrees.
Whoa, that's...
Oh, sorry. Just
that was very weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
So, a cart is being rolled up with two donkeys
and
pulling it. And a horse behind it. So, and it's loaded with everything, every weaponry, every piece of armor, helmets, you name it. The shop is empty.
Yeah, great. I mean, this went well.
Hmm?
So,
yeah.
Let's go to the monastery.
Yeah.
All right. It's midday, so you should be able to reach the monastery before nightfall. All right. So, you go on the road, you journey south towards Roma, the monastery. And as you come there, you see that it seems like, there's a large gathering of peasants here. And they're not that well equipped. And many of them have seen too many winters or too few. Indeed. And there are some with, you know, big limps and hunchbacks. And, you know, it's really, they've really gathered everyone they could possibly muster. But you also see that, I mean, it looks like, no, I won't tell you. You'll have to find out. Sorry.
Okay.
That's what you see when you arrive. That's okay. What you see when you arrive.
That's a sorry bunch.
Yeah.
So how do we do this the smoothest way? Do we just say, bonjour, peasants. Here are some things that you could use to, help us with the dance?
No. Yeah, and then we leave.
That doesn't not sound
you
good.
Always want to leave, Yard. Like,
yeah,
you have to stay.
Are you in a hurry?
You know, a bit of patience, Yard.
Look, I have tomatoes all over my shirt, okay?
Yes,
my lute is broken.
Aww.
I need to find a luthier.
To fix your lute.
Luthier? The one that makes the lutes, I don't know.
A Lutheran?
Yeah.
A Lutheran?
Lutheran.
Lutherans aren't around for a few hundred years.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, maybe you would like to go first this time. I went with a smithy. Maybe you have some...
You know how to speak.
You know how to peasant. Speak to people, yeah.
Well, I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I've spoken to many a peasant in my days.
We can tell.
Yes. So let's try this then. Hark, peasants! Right. Right, I'll give you a choice.
So aggressive.
Let's try this.
Everyone's looking up, huh?
I will give you a song of your choice. It could be a song of love, a comedic song, a song of war, or...
Sing us a dirty one!
Or a dirty one. Yes, that's my favorite. Thank you. Ooh. You heard the one about the lady and the...
And the nun.
No. Goes like this. There was a lady with green eyes so fair. Her hands were pretty. She had a lot of hair. Down there. Down there. Everybody, down there.
Down there.
Down there. It goes on like that. There's 57 verses of it.
Right.
And by the end, everyone loves me. Okay.
So that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was...
Okay, so do you want to make a roll for that, or do we just... No, they love it. They love it. They obviously love it.
Thank you.
I don't dare to let him pick up the dice. They love it. They love it. They applaud
good,
you.
Good.
Yeah. One of them comes up with a pitcher and asks, everyone, Shemail?
Yes. Yes, in this here. Yes. And he mimes pouring the...
You beer. Don't mind if I take some more.
Right, so what do we do now? Do we just hand out the weapons?
Or we drink.
Yes.
What are you doing it anyway?
We had kind of an idea. We wanted to try out with you. So, you see these weapons here?
Would you like killing?
Fine weapons,
yeah.
You need.
Yeah.
Like killing?
Huh?
That's one way to put it, yes.
Did you like to kill people from Denmark?
I don't really like it, but I will if I have to.
You have to.
Yeah. I mean, for the glory of Gotland.
And the killing.
You have to kill them all, basically. So
we have to protect our own stuff.
Yes, exactly. That's important, to protect your own stuff. So now you
I have a wife and five children back home.
Yeah. Poor God bless their souls.
I feel for God you. I really do.
Yeah.
So you can pick and choose whatever you want from that card.
Do you like
and
an axe or a knife?
Can I have it?
A sword.
The yes. pike over
no,
there.
No, wait for a minute here. Just wait. Excuse okay. me, dear sir here. Yes. So we can't just ask them to pick up.
Do you want to bless them first, sister?
Yeah, I'm going to bless them, but we can't just ask them to pick up weapon and they don't know what they're going to do with the weapon. Maybe they'll just run off.
But that is explain why.
They're here to fight.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, he starts taking up the pike, like feeling the weight and the balance of it, waving it around a bit.
So maybe we can say that, okay, the Danes are going to get to you and kill you before, unless you really hurry up and kill them first.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good sir. Yes. God bless you and your children and all your grandfathers and
he
forefathers.
He kneels before you and holds the pike up.
And she does the cross in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Amen.
You're talking about Jesus.
Yes, I noticed.
Now, in the name of God, my dear, what is your name?
My name?
Yes, my son.
It's Herbert.
My dear son, Herbert. So, we are here with this... This multitude of weapons, as you can see.
Mm.
We are on a quest... You know the beacon outside the island here?
I know, I saw it.
And do you know what it means when it is lit?
There is some bad business coming.
There is certainly bad business coming, and it is from the evil Lord Beelzebub, the Danes themselves. They are coming to attack your land, Herbert.
I know, that's why I'm here.
Oh, good. So we have bought all of these weapons, so you can tell all of your friends that the Danes are coming. And that we are going to fight a holy war against this evil mass of people. Now, are you with us, Herbert?
That's why I'm me. I've told you several times.
You have to tell your friends to come with you. Tell your friends. Do you have a lot of friends, Herbert? Do you have a
They're
lot of...
They're all here. Can't you see them?
Good,
Did you have more?
Yes, I mean the...
Go get them from their houses.
The better part
from
of the army, they left. They went west. They're going to try and cut them off by the mirror.
Yes, but they don't have any weapons, do they?
They have lots of weapons. They have all the best weapons. That's why I only have my pitchfork here.
Oh, that's not
that's
fair.
That's why I'd rather have the pike.
You can have the pike, my good man.
Yes, you can have the pike.
I bestow it upon you. You can have the pike.
We have one of our armies over there by the mirror set in an ambush. Because the Danes have to cross a very narrow bridge, we're going to destroy it, and then we're going to kill them. Or they are, because we're the reserves.
Très bien.
Sound plan, really. So there's an ambush, and then you kill them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like and hopefully we won't have to do nothing, but we will if we have to, you know?
Yeah. And if you do have to, you need to have that pike in your hand, my good sir.
I'll thank you. I'll thank you kindly.
But I do wonder how many the Danes are, and if we are enough. Are we enough?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't intend to fight. I told you already. These fine men.
We will sit on the sideline and eat popcorn.
Yeah. You've done a lot to help. That's for sure.
You could, if you want more people, you could bring your family. It'll be nice. It'll be like a picnic. Everyone can fight, okay?
Have you ever seen a war?
Small weapons for the children.
No.
Have you seen battle?
I tried once.
Ooh, that's what happens when you battle.
Someone can have that one. It's apparently broken.
That was a piece of chainmail falling off the table.
That happens sometimes. So,
it was. It was a piece of chainmail falling off the table.
That's what she said.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm. Whatever. Look.
I was wondering when that would come tonight. That's what she said.
Yeah, but
So you drop off a lot of weapons for these peasants. Do you then return to Visby, or do you stay here by Roma Monastery?
Well, I think our deed here is done. We've given them the weapons, haven't we?
We have.
What else to do? Yeah. We've told Herbert about the our intentions, and he's told us about the people in the west, so we know a bit more. So
we should go back and drink some wine.
I think we should go back to Visby.
They hate us there.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, they like us. We could stay here. And they.
But it's not... peasants.
What?
They're peasants. I don't want to be so like them.
So what?
The
they're fun. They're fine. I like them.
Everybody is the same under God, you know.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
So. We can stay here.
What?
We
so are you staying or are you leaving?
I think
we're debating it.
Yes.
No, sorry.
Yeah, but out.
Yeah, so.
So
if we stay, I'm just going to say one
later.
More.
Yes.
One more thing, and then I'll not shut up. Maybe I'll. Let's see. If we stay, these are the reserve troops, right? Mm. So the chances that there will be no fighting here, they're quite good. Right?
Mm.
Yeah. I say we stay. They're farmers. They can give us food. Isn't that what farmers do?
Free food.
Yeah, they produce food, and we eat the food.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, so there are peasants here, and there are peasants to the west, but then there are a few other... We need to see if the whole city is covered, yeah? I think we should go to the north of Visby and see that, you know... That it's protected.
You've understood that, like, the countryside has been mustering.
Mm-hmm.
They've been ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been a rumor about this invasion for a while. So I think you've heard that what... I mean, if you look at who are here, there are people as young as 13, 14. There are people as old as you are, or older even. So, I mean, this is what they have. Mm. They've brought everyone together. Mm. Everyone who can even hold a pitchfork is here.
I say bring on the Danes, right?
Okay. Yep.
Now, but I say we go back to Visby and see how we can be useful there. Or go to the west camp, the ones to the west.
You're very eager, sister. I mean, haven't we done enough?
We should just relax now and have some
wine.
Yeah,
I agree. We should have more wine. Inside the walls, preferably. Maybe that's better, yes, I agree. Let's go back to Visby and have some more wine inside the walls.
So you bring your cart and your donkeys and your horses
and our horse.
And you travel back to Visby and you arrive there as night falls on the 25th of July, 1361. And that's where we end this first episode.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Exciting.
You listen to a very special one-shot starring Ingela Lund, Anneli Heed and Mattias Redbo that we did for Medeltidsveckan, Medieval Week on Gotland in Sweden in July of 2021. Thank you so much for having us. Next year we hope that we can be there and do some live shows during the actual week of the festival. We were using a modified version of the Dungeon World system for this adventure, set in 1361. And if you want more of this, we have not one, but two prequel one-shots on our Patreon page, patreon.com/swedenrolls. There you can find out what happened to the characters before this adventure is set. And we also have a lot of other juicy stuff there, such as more bonus one-shots, bloopers and outtakes, music for your own RPG table, or general enjoyment, character sheets, and more. And at the higher levels, you get access to our Discord, where a very active community hang out and make new friends and discuss RPGs, etc. And the Demon Lord tier even gives you a chance to play RPGs with us, the cast of Sweden Rolls. The music for this one-shot was produced and recorded by myself, Andreas Lundström. Thank you so much for listening to Sweden Rolls. Please spread the word so that others may find us and enjoy us as much as you do. Stay safe out there. Goodbye and farewell.